Chaf Amid Aleph, two lines at the end of the page. The Gemara was discussing, the last thing the Gemara was discussing was what's called Shmur Kareiva and Shmur Rechaika. Shmur Kareiva means a close hearing, means you hear that a person deceased within 30 days. So then the Gemara says that Shiva and Shleishim and everything full. What happens if it's Shmur Rechaika? So the Gemara is bringing down various different opinions. One opinion, Shmur Rechaika, says only one day. Some places you don't keep anything. Some people say Shmur Rechaika keeps 7 days. And the Gemara is discussing a whole bunch of different opinions about Shmur Kareiva and Shmur Rechaika. And the Gemara at one time was differentiating also the difference between parents and other relatives. So, okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask a question. Aini, I'll ask you a question. The last thing the Gemara says was, there was a story that the father of the tzaddik passed away, and they told the son after 3 years, and he asked Elisha ben Avuya, and they said, you have to keep Shiva. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mamish, even though it's 3 years later, you still have to keep a full Shiva of 7 days. So the Gemara asks, Aini, it's not like that. And I'll ask you a question. Rav was the nephew of Rav Chia. Why? Dahave bar Achsei, he was the son of Rav Chia, and he was also the son of Rav Chia's sister. Meaning, there was a half brother and half sister, okay, who were not, in fact, he goes into the. He has this. Okay, he says like this. Rav, I'm just quoting from before. Rav was the son of Rav Chia's half brother and half sister. Rav Chia's father, Rav Acha of Kafri, had a son Avu from a previous marriage, and his mother had a daughter from a previous marriage. Eventually, Avu married his stepsister. Okay, they weren't even related. The two of them, it was brother from one marriage, sister from another marriage, and they got married to each other. So Rav ended up being the nephew of Rav Chia twice. His father and his mother were Rav Chia's brother and sister. Okay? So Rav Chia was his uncle from both sides. So the Gemara tells a story, Kisola Kosam, when Rav went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, where Rav Chia lived. So Amalei, so Rav Chia asked his nephew, Abba Kayim, is your father Avo alive? Meaning, is my brother alive?
What page
are you on? 28.3, right? 28.3, now we're on 28.20b1. So he answered him, my mother's alive. He said to him, is your father alive? He said, no, my mother's alive. Then he said, is your mother alive? He said, Abba Kayim, my father's alive. The truth is, they both passed away. But he didn't want, and you see, the Gemara, the Rav didn't want to tell his uncle that his brother and sister died. So when Rav Chia said to him, is your father alive? Meaning my brother. He said, no, my mother's alive. He said, is your mother alive? He said, no, my father's alive. So Rav Chia understood that neither of them was alive. So Amalei L'Shamei, so both, so Rav Chia understood, Chof Amid Beis on top. So Amalei, so Rav Chia said L'Shamei to his servant, Chaleitz Minolei, take off my shoes and carry my clothing to the bathhouse. And the interesting, the Gemara said, Shema Mina Tlas, there's three dinim from the story. But the bottom line was, this was a Shmur Rechaika, because it was after 30 days. It happened many years before, probably. So we see, what did Rav Chia do? He took off his shoes to do an act of mourning, Shiva, and right away he said to his servant, okay, we're going to the bathhouse. Now, a novel can't wash in the bathhouse. So, like, it seems to be contradictory. He's taking off his shoes to start Shiva, and then he says, we're going to the bathhouse. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino Tulas, from this case of Rav Chia, we hear three dinim. Number one, Avil Asa Ben Ila Sasand. Number one, an Avil is not allowed to wear shoes. That's why he told him, take off my shoes. Ushma Mino, another thing we hear from here, Ruch Shmur Rechaika Eina Nehegis Aliyah Mechot. Shmur Rechaika is only one day. And the third thing we learn, Mixus Hayem Kekuli. Part of the day was like a whole day. That means, what the Gemara is saying, what Rav Chiya did, interestingly, he sat Shiva for 2 minutes, and that was over. Because Mixus Hayem Kekuli, like I thought, today people sit on the seventh day a little bit, and then it's over for the day. So the Gemara is saying, Rav Chiya did three things. Number one, he didn't have a full Shiva because of Shmur Rechaika. And this was the question, because before, the Gemara asked a question. The Gemara is asking a question on Rav. Okay, because the Gemara says that we see that Rav Chiya only kept Shmur Kareva, Shmur Rechaika, a little bit. So the Gemara's question is that who does the Braise, L'chir, the Braise said before that a Shmur Rechaika is 7 days. So the Gemara answers Rav Chiya L'chud, Rav Achiya L'chud. The Gemara thought Rav Chiya and Rav Achiya was the same person. Because before, the Braise was Rav Achiya. Because the Gemara says before, right above this previous Gemara, Kshemeis ben Esha Rabbi Achiya Begoyla, he sat Shiva and Shloshim. Even though it was a Shmur Rechaika. So the Gemara thought Rav Achiya and Rav Chiya was the same person. So the answer, he contradicts himself. Here he sat a full Shiva for Shmur Rechaika, and here he didn't. So the Gemara says two different people. Rav Chiya held Shmur Rechaika is only a little bit, even for a parent. No, I'm sorry. From here, I don't know if a parent, this was a brother. Okay, now, so basically, just in the practical, because in the Gemara, we have a lot of different opinions over here. You know, what is it? Is it one? Is it two? But the Gemara says, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Shmur Rechaika, after 30 days, for parents, you tear kriya and you sit an hour of Shiva, a little bit. For every other relative, there's nothing. That's it. No Shmur, no Shiva, no Kriya, no nothing. And the Gemara is going to continue more into this din as we go on.
Kriya and 7 days?
No.
For parents?
Shmur Rechaika, no. We do about Rav Chiya. Well, Rav Chiya was a brother. According to Allah, it's only a little bit. 1 day, but again, mix it Sayyam Kakuli, so you don't sit all day. Then the Gemara says, and by the way, these are all very practical dinim. I mean, this, even today, it happens a lot with all the information that we get today. With, years ago, this was very common because there was no communication. There had no phones, there had no emails. There was nothing, so people didn't find out.
Is it okay to keep information?
Yeah. In fact, many times they tried, especially brothers and for older people, that they, you know, you can even keep news. Let's say somebody found out a relative passed away and they're supposed to go to their kid's wedding. Yeah? You try to not to tell them until after the wedding at least. Because if they don't know, they don't know. If they know, it's a problem.
But if somebody has an obligation to sit, they don't tell them.
It's nothing. If you don't know, you don't know. Ignorance is bliss. No, I mean, that's the din.
The person loses parents. And
they don't tell them.
It's okay not to tell them.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go out of your way to tell them. Because
they it depends, you know, the relationship. If they want to be told with Kaddish. And, I mean, but like by brothers, they go out of their way not to tell them. But what's the purpose of telling? Especially if they're not going to be able to come to the funeral. So then what's Bechal the purpose? Okay, Amit, what?
They could come if they.
I'm saying, what happens if they can't come to the funeral? Somebody lives in LA, they have a brother in Israel, yeah? The brother passed away. Okay, over there they do chick chack the funerals, right? The brother's not going to make it to the funeral. What are you going to tell him for? For what purpose?
He can sit. Sure.
He has to sit Shiva if he knows. If he doesn't know, and you make it after 30 days, you tell him there's no Shiva.
Maybe he's upset that he did not go.
So that's family politics. You have to know what the. No, I'm serious. You have to know what the. Okay, now the Gemara continues like this. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin said like this. Shama Shmur. Now remember, we said Shmur Kareva, close, is within 30 days. Shmur Rechaika is after 30 days. So now the Gemara said a din. What happens? Shama Shmur Kareva Beregel. A guy heard at the beginning of Sukkis. 10 lines down.
Yeah.
A guy heard at the beginning of Sukkis. A Shmur Kareva. But by the time Yom Tov is over, it becomes a Rechaika. In other words, let's say it's 28 days The first day Yom Tov is 28 days after the person died. So he hears about it, the Shmuel Kreva. But Yom Tov, there's no Shiva until after 8 days. So he asked, now by the time it's 8 days later, it's a Shmuel Rechaika. So what din does it have? Does it have a din of Shmuel Kreva? Or does it have a din of Shmuel Rechaika? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yisi Baram, Shama Shmuel Kreva Beregel. A person heard it, that was an Yom Tov, which was still within their 30 days. But by the time Yom Tov was over, Nasid Rechaika became a Shmuel Rechaika. Right? So the din is, the Yom Tov counts in the 30 days. He only has 1 day of Shiva. Even though when he heard, it was still Shmuel Kreva, but because there's no Shiva, because of Yom Tov, Yom Tov counts for the 30 days, and therefore it's counted after Yom Tov, it's already a Shmuel Rechaika. It pushes off the Shmuel. It pushes off that in you. And the Gemara said, one second, Tane Rav Adon, the Minkesir, Kamen Rabbi Yechanan. So we talk and find Rav Adon from Kasri said in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan, even more, Shama Shmuel Kreva B'Shabbos. What happens when you heard it on Shabbos? So Shabbos was
30th day.
Yeah. Oh, Matzai Shabbos Nasir Rechaika. And by the time Shabbos was over, it's the 31st day. And in Neigal Yemachad, it's only 1 day. Meaning, like he says, the fact that there's no Shiva on Yom Tov, the fact that there's no Shiva on Yom Tov, it's not counted as if you heard it.
But on Shabbos there is Shiva.
Huh?
Shabbos is counted as Shiva.
Right.
So how could that be then?
But there's no sitting Shiva on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
And by the time you're able to sit Shiva, mm-hmm. it's not there. So he brings down at the bottom interesting thing. There are many Rishenim, and this is the halacha, by the way. Even though, let's say, somebody buries somebody on Yom Tov, right? So Shiva doesn't start until afterwards. But certain private things of Avelis still start on Yom Tov. Not public Avelis. No Shiva, but marital relations and things like that begin already then. So the question is, so there is really Avelis. So how can you say Yom Tov pushes it off? And they're right, that here it's still different because the fact, that's not enough. It's not enough of Avelis to count it as a Shmur Rechaika. Or Shmur, I'm sorry, Shmur Kreva.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what?
I just missed it before. I understood that. So if it's Kreva, you have to sit Shiva, and if it's after 30 days, you have to sit only.
No. But in the Gemara, we have 50 different opinions.
Okay?
Many poskim write, there's no difference, Shmur Kreva, Shmur Rechaika, you sit Shiva and Shleishim.
Mm-hmm.
Some people differentiate between parents and not parents.
Mm-hmm.
And many opinions, like Rav Chiya, Shmur Rechaika, Shmur Kreva, and the halacha is even for parents, you only sit 1 day, if it's Shmur Rechaika. But if you heard on the 29th day, then you have to sit a whole Shiva.
Mm-hmm.
But now the Gemara asks, okay, so now Shmur Rechaika, you only sit Shiva 1 day. And we said, Mixer Siyem Kekulei, so you sit very little. But the question is, Kereya Ve'ena Kereya, or Ena Kereya, does he tear Kri or not? In other words, and here the Gemara is going to discuss, and we'll see an interesting concept, is Kriya connected, tearing the clothing, is it connected to Shiva or is it a completely different entity? In other words, normally, why do you tear Kriya? Because you heard bad news. So the question is, granted you don't sit Shiva, but do you do Kriya? Because you did hear bad news.
Mitzvah, right?
Well, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. But the Gemara now is going to this dinim of Kriya, by the way. So it says, Kriya ayayne Kriya. Does a person tear or doesn't he tear? So the Gemara says, Ramani Amar Eina Kereya. Ramani says he does not tear. Rav Chiya Amar Kereya. Chabad Amar, I'm sorry. Rav Chanina says you do tear.
That's on a guy that heard it on a 30th day or something. Is this referring still to the guy that received the news on Shabbos, which was the end of the...
Let's first see the Gemara. Right. 1 second.
Uh-huh.
No, we're talking about Shmur Rechaika.
The person who sits 1 day.
Right. Or no days. In other words, let's say Shmur Rechaika. Again, the Gemara is not going into the halacha aspect of it. What happened Shmur Rechaika? For another relative, you don't sit at all? Right? So now the question is, do you tear Kriya or not? Do you say if there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya? Do you say there is? You know, that's the question. So the question is now, it makes sense according to me, that I say you don't tear, why not? Because if there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. And he maintains Shiva and Kriya are interconnected. If you have Shiva, then you have Kriya. You don't have Shiva, you don't have Kriya. And the fact that you're only going to sit one day or no days, right? Maybe you don't have to tear Kriya. Ela ledidach the Amid, but according to you, you say Kriya, that you do tear Kriya. Kriya b'le Shiva me'ika. Is there, do you have ever a case of Shiva, a Kriya without Shiva? You don't have such a case. So the Gemara right away asks back, Valai, what do you mean we don't have to? I'll show you cases that we have Kriya without Shiva. What's the case? But Tanya, we learned, Isi Avod Rab Zeira, Isi, the father of Rab Zeira, learned in the Brais as follows. But Amel, other people say, it was Achud Rab Zeira. The brother of Rab Zeira taught it in the Brais. Kamid Rab Zeira. It says, Mi Shein Lei Chaluk L'Kriya, a guy who has no garment to tear. What does it mean? I have no garment. Rashi explains. A guy was wearing somebody else's garment. He didn't have clothing. And he borrowed somebody else's shirt. I can't tear somebody else's shirt. Okay? So the din is, what happens? Me, Shein Lechol Kurua, he doesn't have a shirt to tear. V'nizdam and Lebetech Shiva, and now in middle of Shiva, he gets a shirt. So the din is, Kerei, he tears the garment. The question is, there's no full Shiva left. Because, let's say, after Shiva, he had a borrowed garment, so he didn't tear it. Now he gets a normal garment that belongs to him, he has to tear it, right? There's no Shiva. So you see from here, that you have a case, that you tear it. And then he says, though, la'ach is Shiva, but what is it, if it's after Shiva, then you don't have to tear it.
But it says that he got it, betoch Shiva, Mishen l'chalok l'krav,
right.
So he received it during Shiva.
The second day, the third day.
What?
So he does Kriya. Is that what? The question is, if he receives, he does not have his own shirt, and he sits Shiva, and then he receives his. He gets his shirt, his own shirt during Shiva. Does he do Kriya at that time?
Well, the Mefarshim explained clearly, he brings it down to the bottom, that this is not talking about parents. Parents would have to tear after Shiva anyway.
Or even during Shiva?
No, he said, if it comes during Shiva, you have to tear.
Okay.
No, but he explains the din. On Rab Zeira Basrei, so Rab Zeira explained this braisa that says like this, when does this din apply? That if you get your own shirt during Shiva, you tear it. If you get it after Shiva, you don't. That's only Bechamisha Meisim Mitzvah. The five relatives that you have to sit Shiva for. Who are the five? Brother, sister, son, daughter, or wife. But Aval Al Aviv Imei, but for a father or mother, you keep tearing even after Shiva. Okay? So let's just get this braisa of Rab Zeira straight. Rab Zeira's braisa is that if a guy had borrowed clothing and nothing to tear, okay, he doesn't have to tear. If he gets a new garment of his own during Shiva, he tears it. After Shiva, he doesn't tear it. Then Rab Zeira just explains the braisa, that's for all the other relatives. Because altogether there's seven relatives you sit Shiva for. Okay? To our parents, that's a separate category. And then you have the five other relatives. Brother, sister, son, daughter, wife.
I have a question for you.
What?
Let's say you have a brother you haven't seen in 20 years.
So still have to sit Shiva. If it's after 30 days, no. That's what the Gemara is discussing now.
You don't sit even for one day?
Only by parents.
I haven't seen him in 20 years, at least.
Doesn't matter, it's to the brother.
Okay. No, one second. One second. No, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sorry. Shmur Rechaika, for other relatives, you don't tear Kriya, but you sit a little bit. Okay, that's it, yeah.
The
din is like this. Hello. Hello.
The din is...
I did. Back on. Okay, Shchun Aruch, it says, in Simin Tov Beis at the end of Yod HaDeah, there's a din, a whole Simin, din Shmo Krei V'chayk, and basically this is all... You see the way the Gemara uses it, the Shulchan Aruch uses express mamish from our Gemara. Misha bala shmua shemesh leikadiv, a person got knowledge and information that a relative died. Imbetech, huh?
One of the seven.
Imbetech lamed yoyim higia shmua, if he got it within 30 days. Afilu yoyim lamed atzmei, even if it's the 30th day itself, he heard from, in other words, he counted the day of dying, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hareza shmua kreva, it's a shmua kreva. You may avelis from the day you get the shmua, and you tear and you count your lamed days from the yom of hearing. And he says, "Kloli shodavon yom shmuasi is the yom akvura." That means if you hear within 30 days, that is like the day of the burial. So you start shiva, you start shleishim from the burial, like we said.
And if this day is Shabbos.
Oh, that's what we said in the Gemara.
One second.
Now, im shama meyem lamed ve'elach. What happens if you heard after 30, then the 31st day? Ain't tzarich linik ela shah achas. Doesn't matter if you're by day, doesn't hear at night. Okay, afilu shamal ove ve'imei. That's exerish shiv, okay? The rest of those didn't apply. Now, a shemeh shmur rechayka. This is mamash ha-gemara. Ain't tzarich linik kol din avelis. Shmur Rechayka, you don't even have to do all of Avelis. Ela dayer b'chalitzas minal. They could have said, Rebchia, one second. Rebchia took off his shoes, and then he said, let's go to the bathhouse. So all you have to do is take off the shoe. Vein tzarech niyoni kfir samitim, or to b'chitza, you can go with everything. Now what happens if you don't have any shoes? So you have to do something else to show a sign of Avelis. Now, en kreden al shmur Rechayka. Okay, this is what the Gemara, well, we're learning now the Machlekes in the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch. You don't tear Kri on Shmur Rechayka. But, Al Aviv Al Imay Kerei Elo Elam. For parents, you always tear. That means, so I made a mistake before. For Shmur Rechayka, all relatives, you sit a little bit. An hour, you take off your shoes and that's it. Kri, you only tear for parents, not for anybody else. Then it says, this Mamish case, Ashmei Shmur B'Shabbos. What happens if the Shmur you heard on Shabbos? Or Beregel, Emetzoy Shabbos Beregel becomes Rechayka, and in Negel or Yom Achad, only one day. B'Shabbos Aser in the Devarim Shel Tzinah. Okay? Then, it just goes, Erev Beregel, Damayev. Okay, that's basically the din. So, I mean, even though the Gemara goes through all the machlekes over here, the Yeterkriya, not the Kriya. Bottom line is for parents, Yeterkriya, for everybody else, you don't. And the Shiva is mamish minimal, but that, what I was wrong before, you sit Shiva for a little bit for everybody.
What about the seven? An uncle or
no.
Neighbor?
No,
family?
No, but we're going to see now, the Gemara is going to discuss this in a second. So the Gemara. So what is the Gemara's question? So when Abzeda we see that you can tear Kriya even though there's no Shiva. Because what do you do by Shmur Rechayka of parents?
You tear anyway.
You tear your clothing, but there's a minute Shiva. Right? There's no 7 days. So the Gemara says, how could you just get through saying that Kriya is connected to Shiva? If there's Shiva, there's Kriya. If there's no Kriya, there's no Shiva. Or if there's no Shiva, there's no Kriya. Here, Rav Zeira says clearly that you still have to tear Kriya, even though there's no Shiva. So the Gemara answers, Ki tanya hi l'chaved aviv imei. It's a separate din. It's not the chiyuv of Kriya. In other words, the obligation of Kriya you only have if there's a Shiva. But out of respect to the parents, not as the obligation of Kriya, out of respect to the parents, you have to tear your garment. By the way, it's self-understood that if a guy is buried right before Yom Tov and Yom Tov takes away Shiva, you still tear Kriya. Because you have Shiva, Yom Tov just takes it away. You have Shiva, just Yom Tov cuts it. But you have a Shiva. But here we're talking about an shmur achayka, that you're going to be tearing kriya after the 7 day, and there's no shiv at all. I mean, there's for a minute. So the Gemara said that's out of covet for father and mother. Okay, but
removing shoes is in lieu of tearing clothing, or that's something
separate? No, it's completely separate.
Okay, so even though.
So Rabchia for his brothers?
But it was for parents.
Yeah, but I'm saying Rabchia in the Gemara before did it for his brother. Yeah. So he took off his shoes, but he didn't tear Kriya.
Right.
Well, I don't know what he did, because in the Gemara there's a machlekes if you do or not. Rav Mani and Rav Chanina. But Pashas from the Gemara loves Mashva that he didn't tear Kriya, because he just told his servant, take off my shoes. And cut, let's go to the bathhouse. He didn't say tear my garment. So it's Mashu Rabchi also didn't tear Kriya.
So Kriya is a mitzvah.
Kriya is a mitzvah.
But only a lot of times, 7 days, first 7 days.
No, Kriya you have to tear. If somebody heard that a relative passed away 25 days later, a brother, sister, whatever, you have to tear Kriya.
Is a bracha with Kriya?
Dynamis. But the Gemara is going to bring down a source. The Gemara is going to ask, where do you get Kriya from? I mean, where does this...
Where did it start?
Yeah, the Gemara is going to learn that from a Pasuk.
We say,
Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Haolam Dayanamis. No.
We say these days,
Of course you say it.
And Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Haolam. People saying it.
Some people do, but L'Pei Elech, I mean, most people don't today.
Well, we don't say the whole bracha. Only at the graveside they say, right?
The relatives that have
somebody
to.
Somebody is a bad.
No, you say borrow dynamis.
Yeah, no.
Because we don't. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you take Shulchan Aruch, literal, if you hear bad news, you could say Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Haolam. That's the same Shulchan. The world doesn't say, because how sad are we? For a relative,
how happy are we all,
Jose? It depends which ones. If you get a Yerusha.
Now when.
Get life insurance. But on the news, this lady just poisoned her husband with arsenic in the Marines.
But they found her.
They caught her. Yeah, but she was.
She had cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, she poisoned her husband to get his life insurance policy. So she was happy when her husband died. The shad that she do die in a MS or Teva Meitev? I don't know.
Now when she's in leather shoes?
Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says.
Is there any. Let's say one brother found out, you know, after 25 days, and his one kid, another kid, he's somewhere and traveling.
So the one that finds out does, and the other one that does.
No, is there any not to say, not to tell?
What do you have to tell him for? We said, what do you have to tell him for?
That he wants his achievement.
Right.
What if he is there any not to tell him for 30 days?
If you can get away with it, if you can get away with it, why not?
If you can get away with it. Always a way to get away with it, even for a whole month.
Sometimes you don't, because now they write in the newspapers.
Yeah, somebody else will tell them.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell
them? Another end of
it
the
has
world.
To be weighed into the equation. Is Rabbani get the Shaila a lot? I get the Shaila plenty of times. Should be the relatives be told? And so sometimes it doesn't pay. What do you need to tell them for? If they don't know, let them not know.
if
a guy doesn't speak to his brother twice a year, yeah? Mm-hmm. He lives in a different country. So what do you have to tell him for? He's not going to find out. Let him not. Just, so he won't have to take it. He'll sit shiva for an hour, for 10 minutes, whatever. Mm-hmm. Understand?
If he could come, or if he can't come, if he has a wedding.
Right.
But if it's tam, isn't it a mitzvah? I mean, there's no good reason.
How about the garment that they tear? Do they wear it again? Or?
No. Parents, you know, to sew it up. Other relatives, you could sew it up.
But suppose you could wear it.
Torn, you know, torn. No.
The brother-in-law, sister-in-law.
1 minute, we're coming right now. You asked me that before. Once I just do mine now. Tan Rabbanan, Rabbanan learned. Kala emir pepashis kayanim. All the relatives that speaks about in emir. You know who a crane could be tam tami to. Shakayim etam alehem. So avil misabal alehem. Okay? Which are the relatives? Ishtai. Aviv, Imei, Achiv, Achesi, B'nei, Ubitei. Wife, father, mother, brother, sister, son, and daughter. But Hesi, Falem, Echav, Achesi, Absulim, Imei. Because it's only if it's the Kain with the Tum, is only the father's relatives. Like a sister from the same father, but not from the same mother. So here they added, Achiv, Achesi, Absulim, Imei, even if it comes from the mother. and is married to his sister, because the Torah says, who could a kohen become tamei to? Only a sister who's not married. Meaning the Torah says clearly, a kohen can only become tamei for a sister if she wasn't married. If she was married, he can't become tamei. So the Gemara says, for Shiva though, for Avelis, you do have to sit for any sister, even a half sister, by the way. Then the Gemara continues. Now the Gemara says, Okshem shemisabal aleim, just like you mourn for these immediate relatives, kach misabal ashnim shalahem. You sit Shiva for the secondary relatives. Meaning, and again, this is not necessarily halacha, so just like a person would sit Shiva for his father, he would sit for his father's father, meaning his grandfather. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. Well, the Gemara is saying it now. We'll see what the halacha is. But the Gemara is saying now, for instance, if based on what Rashi explains, the Gemara is very simple. For your father, you sit Shiva. For a son, you sit Shiva. So now, Divrei Rabbi Kiva is adding a grandchild you would have to sit Shiva for, and a grandfather you would have to sit Shiva for.
If the father is dead.
It doesn't matter. According to Rabbi Kiva, I'm not saying what the halacha is. According to Rabbi Kiva, just like you sit Shiva for these relatives, you sit Shiva for their relatives. That means, if your son has a son, and somebody, God forbid, loses a grandson, so just like your son is sitting Shiva, so if he sits Shiva, you have to sit Shiva. If somebody loses a grandfather, just like the father or mother is sitting Shiva, so they also have to sit Shiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, not all secondary relatives. Okay? And Misabel el Alben b'nei v'alavi aviv. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, I mean, those are the two examples we gave, but the same thing would be for other relatives too.
Meaning what?
Huh?
Brother's brother, other misses.
The father's brother, or the grandfather's brother's.
For what? What's other relative? What's the shneim on a brother or on a sister?
It could be if your father is sitting Shiva for an uncle. Let's say somebody's father's brother dies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the father's sitting Shiva?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
According to Rabbi Kiva, you also have to sit Shiva for an uncle.
So that's what I mean, shneim.
So Rabbi Shim ben Elazar says, no, it's only grandson and grandfather. According to Rabbi Kiva, any relative that's sitting Shiva, that you would have to sit Shiva for them, you have to sit Shiva for the one they're sitting for.
And what's halacha on that?
One second. Chachamim say no. Kol shemisabel olav misabel imi. Whoever is mourning, you should mourn with them. Okay? But, so right away the Gemara asks, Chachamim hainu tanakama. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Right? Rabbi Kiva says what the Chachamim say. Any relative that you would mourn for, so when they sit Shiva for their relative, you have to sit Shiva also. So that's exactly what Rabbi Kiva said. So Gemara says, Ika b'naya ime babayis. The difference is only when it's in the immediate house. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is what the way the Rashi learns. According to Rabbi Kiva, you have to sit Shiva even if your father's, let's say, your father lost his brother. Okay? So Rabbi Kiva says you have to sit Shiva. Because for your father you would have to sit Shiva. So for the uncle that your father is sitting Shiva for, you also have to sit Shiva. But Rabbi Kiva says that's only, even if he's not home. Let's say your father's sitting Shiva in New York for his brother, and you live in California. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you would still have to sit Shiva. But according to the Chachamim, you wouldn't have to. Because what did the Chachamim say? Kol shemisabel olav misabel imay. See, Rabbi Kiva doesn't say you mourn with him. Rabbi Kiva says, if your father is sitting Shiva, you have to sit Shiva. Why? Because if your father, God forbid, died, you would sit Shiva. So you have to sit Shiva for any time your father is sitting Shiva. But the Chachamim say, only misabel imay, meaning, if you're in the same house with the father, then you have to sit Shiva with the father. What?
That's okay. So based on Rabbi Akiva, if if the son is here and the father is in New York for his brother, then the son sits shiva here or there?
No, here.
That's Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah. Right.
Chachamim saying only if you're with him.
Only if you're in the same house with him. And the Gemara says, that's a case. Rav said to Chia, his son, Rav also, Rav's uncle was Rav Chia, but he gave his son the name Chia after his uncle. And so Rav Huna said to Rav, his son, in your wife's presence, you have to sit shiva. Meaning, if your wife is sitting shiva for her parent, you have to sit together with your wife. But, if she's not present, your wife, then you don't do avelus. It's interesting, in Shonarach it says, by the way, that you don't sit shiva, but if you're in the shiva house, you can't be listening to music, even in your own room. You know, the door closed, and in the house, like the Gemara says, in the house, like the Chachamim, in the house, you don't sit shiva, you don't take your clothing, but you have to act dinim avelus. Not in front of them, Shonarach says you don't have to.
No shoes and all.
No. I don't know if it goes so far in Shulchan Aruch of shoes, but it, let's take it in a second. No, that's what I'm saying. Tes Sifov. Sifov. What? Shinayin. Oh, yeah. When you look at the wrong page, it helps. You don't have to act avelus except the wife, even though he's mourning with her. Okay, that's a different story. If his in-laws died, he should, out of respect, you know, act avelus.
Act avelus, but he doesn't say she's
a
shiva.
In the Ramah, he brings down. That's the Shchunach from the Gemara. The Ramah brings down that nowadays we're makel in this din of Avelis. The ain't al mishum kovet amisablim va'achshev noyagu kulam limchil. The Ramah says that nowadays it's only like we said, if a guy's wife is sitting shiva, God forbid, for her parents, or somebody's father is sitting shiva for his brother, so it says in Shchunach from the Gemara that we just learned you're supposed to have Avelis. So the Ramah writes, nowadays we're makel in this. Why? Because it's only out of respect for your wife, for your father, for whatever it is. And the minig is the meichel. V'chein neigin ha'idna shalei l'sabel klal imem sablim. And he writes, the Ramah says even more, v'chol ha'machmi b'zeh eina ela min ha'matmiyin. You're making a mistake. You know, they make you like a wondrous mistake. They show a little bit of avelus. You know, they a little, just out of menschlich gate. But this is the...
What about growing beard?
No, they don't do that. That's what he said. The Ramah brings down, even though the Gemara says, you have to be misabal imayim, the Ramah writes nowadays with mekel not to.
So... This in the house, yes, outside of
not? No, b'chlal not. Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara says, it's another story. Maruk v'shachov le'bar chamur. It's a very funny the way the Gemara calls a brother-in-law. Maruk v'his son of his mother-in-law died. Or son of his father-in-law. Meaning his brother-in-law, his wife's brother. So Maruk thought that he's going to sit shiv and shleishim for his brother-in-law. Al Rav Huna Lagabei. So Rav Huna went to visit him, and Ashkechei, and he found him sitting Shiva. Amalei, so he said to him, to deny Sibois the Mechel, maybe you're doing it because you want to eat a mourner's meal. You want them to bring you food. Is that what you're doing? And I said, what are you doing? So why are you sitting Shiva? For a brother-in-law? Loi Amr Luchveit Ishtei, when did they say that you have to do it out of respect to your wife? That's only Chamav Chamaisi, her father and mother. Meaning your father and the mother-in-law. So then out of respect for your wife, you should sit Avelis with her. But for a brother, he said, that's going too far already. The Tanya even brings it a proof. The Tanya, because it says, Mishemeis Chamavich, again, the Ramah writes, we don't do this today, but just in the Gemara. It says, Mishemeis Chamavich Chamaisi, if a person's father-in-law or mother-in-law dies, Einer Rishoy Lochef Hasishti, you can't force your wife, Lias Gecheles, to apply eyeshadow or rouge, Velias Pei Kesses, that's also a makeup. Elokeifa Mitasa, you bend over your bed, V'neigima Avelis, and you have Avelis with her. V'chein hi Shemes Chamiya Chamesa, the same thing, if the woman's father-in-law or mother-in-law died, then Einer Rishoy Lias Gecheles, Velias she cannot put on makeup and all that. She turns her over her bed. So what you see from the Braise is that for father-in-laws and mother-in-laws from both sides, so then you do Avelis with the husband or with the wife, but not a brother, not a sister. So he said, why are you sitting Shiva? So now the Gemara asks, but Tanya Idoch, we learned in another Braise, that it says, even though Chacham said, even though you cannot force your wife to get dressed up to look attractive to the husband because she's in the middle of Shiva, but Be'emes Amru, yet the Chachamim said, she can serve him, meaning she could pour him a cup, she can make his bed, and she could serve him, wash his hands, face, and feet. So the Gemara asked, this is a contradiction to the din before. Because it says, if the wife is sitting Shiva, right, the husband can't force it to put on makeup. But she could wash her husband's face. So the Gemara's asked the question, if the husband has to sit Shiva because his wife's father died, how can he wash his face? In the oval, he's not allowed to wash his face. So the Braisa says, one Braisa says that if the father-in-law and mother-in-law die, the husband, the son-in-law, has to sit Shiva. Right? Then the next Braisa says, but the wife, who is really sitting Shiva, can wash the husband's face. But if he's sitting Shiva, how can he wash his face?
Even more than that, she's making his bed? That's even worse.
Yeah. But you see that. So the Gemara says, no, what do you see from this contradiction? One Braisa is talking about parents, and the other Braisa is talking about brothers and sisters. El alav shmami na, from here you see. One Braise is speaking with a father-in-law and a mother-in-law, then he has to have a proper Shiva. But Bishar Kravim, but all the other relatives, so then the din is, even though your wife is sitting Shiva, she could bring you water to wash your face. Because then you're not obligated and do it. By the way, when the Gemara said before about the second degree relatives, Taisus brings down that's only blood relatives, not marriage. Marriage relatives is questionable, Taisus. Aval b'achem u'benishaseyem ayim esupik b'taisus arav b'shem rabbi. So it's only blood relatives would this be din, this din would be by. So the Gemara says, shma mina, it's taka a good proof, and therefore the Gemara's conclusion is, the Gemara's conclusion is as follows. Shmur Achaika, from what we learned today. Shmur Achaika, you sit a minute Shiva. Achaika is after 30 days. Rochik far. After 30 days, you sit Shiva for a minute or two, and you don't tear clothing. For parents, you'd still tear clothing. Okay? And as far as all the other morning things, you know, oh, whether you tear kriya or not, we said for parents yes, and other relatives no. And then if you sit Shiva together with them or not, so the Gemara says if your wife is sitting Shiva for parents, you sit Shiva with her. If she's sitting Shiva for brother and sister, you don't. And we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, it says you don't do it at all. But now the Gemara says, oh, Tanya Namiyach just finished this up. When did they say you have to sit Shiva in respect of your wife? That's only Chame v'chamesi bilvad. Only the father-in-law and mother-in-law. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara is going to tell a story of Kriya, of tearing the garments. Ameimar Shachav Leim Bar Berei. The son of Amemer's son, meaning Amemer's grandson, died.
What's Amemer?
Amemer is the name of a guy, a great holy man. Amemer's grandson died. Kare Alui, so Amemer tore his garment. Okay? Because it's a secondary relative, it's a grandson. So he tore his, again, nowadays we don't do it, but he did it. So also Berei, so then the deceased son's father, meaning Amemer's son, came. So he tore it again. Amemer tore his garment the second time. First time when he heard that his grandson died, he tore. And then when the son, the father of the deceased kid, came, and he was tearing, so Amemer tore again. Then, itka demiyushiv kara. Then he remembered that he tore when he was sitting. So what happens, he got up, caught a moment, he tore a third time. And because the Gemara is going to say, as we'll soon see, that you need to stand up when the Kriya is done. When Kriya is done.
Like any other mitzvah.
Huh?
Like any other mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, as a respect to a mitzvah.
Well, the Gemara is going to say, from where do we learn that it has to be standing? The Gemara is going to learn that from Pasuk. But Tesis over here has a problem with this. He said, He tore once. According to the way we learned the Gemara, like Rashi learns, he tore three times. When he heard his grandson died, he tore. Then when the son came, he tore again because his son was tearing. He tore together with the son. Then he reminded himself he tore sinning, and he tore a third time. So Taisa says, why did he have to tear another time in front of his son? He only tore in front of the son to show that you feel, but you already tore. Why did he have to tear again? So Tosfos learns he didn't tear three times, he tore twice. When he heard that his grandson died, he tore. The son said to the father, but you were sitting when you tore. And there he got up and tore a second time. So one way of learning the Gemara is he tore a third time. And Tosfos learns he only tore twice. Because so why should he tear the second time? Because the son was tearing. But he's already torn, so what do you need to tear a second time for? Then the Gemara says, Amalei Ravashi Lameimis, Ravashi said, Tameimar, Kriyadim Umid Minolan. He saw that Ameimar Dafka wanted to tear standing. By the way, this is the halacha terein shonach. When you tear Kriya, you have to stand. If you sit, you have to do it again. You're not Yaitse sitting. And that's why Ameimar tore a second time, because he wasn't Yaitse the first time. So the Gemara says, Amalei Ravashi Lameimar, Kriya the Ma'umad Minalan. From where do we learn that you have to tear Kriya when you're standing? So it says, because it says in the Pasuk, Vayakim Iyuv. Iyuv got up, Vayikras Me'ilay, and he tore his coat. Okay? And as it says in the bottom, when Iyuv was told that one of his kids died, so the Pasuk says he stood up and tore his coat. So what do you see from there? That you have to tear standing. So the Gemara says, Elameyata, what are you talking about? If you just say stood up means he dafka stood up, so it says in the pasuk like this: Va'amad va'amad by chalitza. You know, if a guy dies without kids and the sister-in-law, the brother-in-law has to, in order for the widow to remarry, so he has to do chalitza. So over there, the Torah says va'amad va'amad. He has to get up and say, "I don't want to marry her." So what do you imply from the pasuk based on what we just said? You have to stand up. So he said, but Valtanya, we learn clearly in the Braisa, Ben Yeshe, Ben Emid, Ben Mutta. Chalitzi could do standing, sitting, or resting. It doesn't matter how you say it. Yet the Pasuk says, V'amad, V'amad. So you see, just because the Pasuk says V'amad, doesn't mean that you have to stand up. So the Gemara says, okay, Amalei, he says, what are you comparing the two Pesukim? And it says like this, Hasim like Siva Yamid V'yomer. It says va'amad va'amar by chalitza. Over there it says va'yamid va'yikra. By Iyov, when he tore, it says va'yamid, he stood up and he tore. It's an act of standing. Va'amad over here means he happened to be standing. So he says in Hebrew there's a difference between amad, which means you don't have to dafka stand, but when it says va'iyah va'yamid iyah va'yikam me'iloi va'yakum. Yeah, but it says he got, okay, but he says that's why it doesn't say va'yamid. Okay, I just write it. It stood va'yakum, but here it says va'yakum actively stood up. It doesn't say va'yamid by chalitza. If by chalitza would say va'yamid, he would also dafka have to stand.
No, when he
says the statement. First of all, why can't he take off the shoe when he's sitting?
When he's sitting...
she has to untie the laces, that's all. But
I think we are distinguishing between Vayamud and Vayabam.
No. It says, it doesn't say Vayamud. No. Between Vayamud and Vayamud. Because the first question is, how some like say Vayamud Vayamud? It says Vayamud Vayamud.
Yeah. He was standing and he was speaking.
Vayamed.
Vayakum.
Well, like it says, when it says he will arise and say, that's figurative of speech. Vayamed means actively stood up and said. The Gemara is not asking between Vayamed and Vayakum. The Gemara is saying it says Amad and not Vayamed. If it would say Vayamed by Chalitza, you would also have to stand by Chalitza.
Does she have to take it up and spit in it?
Yeah, but even when it says once she tastes, she has to spit in front of him, not into the shoe. Amr Rabbi Bar Chama, again, the Gemara just says, a different opinion, says the same source that we just said. Minayin l'kriya shumumet. How do we know that kriya has to be standing? Shenema vayokim iyev vayikra, iyev got up, and he tore his clothing. So you see from there that it has to be dafke in a way of standing. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says, again, Shulchan Aruch Itaka says that if you don't, okay, you have to tear kriya standing. Vimkarim meyushev lo yotza v'tzarech lachzev lekriya, and you have to. Repeat. Where do we learn that from? This is our Gemara, from Amema. Amema, read Tor Kriya. Because he didn't do it the right way. Okay, then you have the right side, the left side. B'chlau, it's an interesting difference. This is also not Ma'akiv. For parents, you tear on the left, and for all the other relatives, you tear on the right. What happens if you did the wrong side, but the other, it's good. You don't have to redo it.
That's to distinguish.
It's more because this is next to the heart. This is more, more personal.